going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
A Bucks County commissioner says she's reported last fall's allegations of abuse against staff in a special needs classroom at a Central Bucks School District Elementary School to Childline. That's the mandated statewide Child Protective Services program designed to accept child abuse referrals and general child well-being concerns in hopes that this time the allegations will be assigned to the Bucks County Children and Youth. Here's KYW's Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melrose.
The statement from Bucks County Commissioner Diane Marseglia comes on the heels of a 73-page report from Disability Rights Pennsylvania, or DRP, a nonprofit independent organization that's federally authorized to investigate allegations of abuse and neglect against people with disabilities. The report lists numerous disturbing allegations of abuse and neglect against a teacher and an educational assistant in Central Bucks School District's Jamison Elementary, brought forward by a personal care assistant in a special needs classroom. The report says the DRP finds those accusations credible and corroborated by other staff who worked in the classroom, and it questions how school and district officials, including Central Bucks Superintendent Stephen Yanni, communicated with law enforcement, who determined the actions of the teacher and the educational assistant did not rise to the level of crimes. Yanni has been placed on administrative leave. In her statement, Marseglia says, because the Childline report was initially marked law enforcement only, it was never assigned to Bucks County Children and Youth, but she says as a licensed social worker, she's reported the case back to Childline over the weekend, hopeful that children and youth will be assigned to investigate. At the Suburban Bureau, Jim Melwart, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.